I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. On the weekend is when he will ski. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. The Eiffel Tower, the glizzy with Jerry. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. It's 2:39 on the Sweet Spot. It's Tuesday. You heard the theme. That means we need to go live on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline to afternoon J-U-B. George Dunham, the Marconi-winning broadcaster from your morning musers. Jubb, do you read me?
Fellers, sorry. We have some sort of computer problem. Really sideways.
It's okay. We have Jubb nonetheless, and we're happy about that. So
go ahead, Ham. Tell him what I sounded like.
I was going to say, he sounded like a little robot bitch.
Oh no.
It's not a robot, but a robot bitch.
Yeah. That's what Ham called me.
And I'm sorry about Ham. Yeah, he's hit the ego on this guy. It's just out of control. Okay, I wanted to start, and I know you love dogs. I know you love all things animals. I'm curious your take on Ben Herbstreit, the dog of Kirk Herbstreit, who goes with him everywhere and is now a credentialed member of the media. Is this too much?
That's interesting you ask that, because I asked myself that same question while drinking a martini this weekend and watching college football. I'm going to say no, that it's not a whip, because he is a good pup dog. Looks like a golden retriever. Probably a big believer. So, no. And I think it's cool that I wish I could take my dog to work. Gunner would love to go.
You should.
Yeah.
We brought up the station dog before, and we haven't really had any movement on it.
We have done nothing about the station dog.
And if Herbstreit gets to bring his dog, I feel like you should be able to. And it does look like it's well-behaved, and it's a very sweet puppy dog. I wonder what his coworkers really think about it. Like, if there's, and I feel like it's probably a 99% approval rating, but there's probably one person. It's like, really, this dog again? We're in a credential.
I bet if you're in the booth and the dog is like all stretched out and sleeping. Like, I've seen pictures before of he and Fowler like having to step over the dog as they're calling the game. And I bet their like producer in the booth is probably like, "Oh, really? I got to step over a dog as we're doing this game." But yeah, what about that?
Yeah, and I wonder if the dog freaks out if there's fireworks like in Austin this weekend. It's just, oh my god!
Yeah, I thought he was totally flipped.
I think if I had three wishes, one of them might be for Herbstreit and Al Michaels to have a complete reenactment of the moron dog moments.
Yeah, okay, we'll get in the plane. And I think my dog would have a hard time flying. Wouldn't most dogs? I don't know.
Moron dog?
I don't think any dog likes flying. And it might just be level of anxiety of the dog. I mean, you could give it some medicine and it might be okay.
I mean, Kirk flies around in a PJ, right?
That's true.
He has to.
Dogs like private jets.
Yeah,
more than commercial.
Mark that.
They're a big sponsor. Yeah.
They do.
No, I think Ben's pretty awesome. I think that's cool that Herbstreit can get that pulled off.
And it feels like last week, because we learned that Ugga wasn't going to be at the game in Austin, and I feel like I saw the video from the Sugar Bowl a few years ago of Bevo attacking Ugga. I saw it at least 10 times pop up. I'm curious of your thoughts of it, because when I watch it, it's kind of funny to see Ugga just retreat, but I also think that Bevo definitely wanted to kill Ugga in that.
Yeah.
And that could have gone terribly.
Yeah. I mean, what if he spears Ugga and just ends him right there?
Die.
In front of kids and right there on the sideline right before the game. That would have been, that would have been awful.
Let me ask you this. That happens. Does McConaughey have to release a statement to defend Bevo?
Yeah, two Bevo. Hey, what you did was a bogey move.
Bogey move.
I don't know if Sean and I were talking about this on air or off air, but if that were to happen, like, what would happen afterwards? Would they put Bevo down?
Who?
Would they continue the game? Would they show, if they're showing this on live TV?
Yeah, they would continue the game.
And Uga is just stuck on the horn.
Yeah.
Would the trial be televised?
Ooh. I don't know.
That would have been in Georgia.
The injury music that was on Fox.
Bevo's wearing a suit up on the stand.
Self-defense. See what that dog was wearing.
Okay. They would take, I do think they would remove Bevo from the sideline. And the Silver Spurs or whoever that is, they would put him on the trailer and remove Uga. And then, and he would probably be retired. But they wouldn't put him down, would they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on who you ask.
Like
State of Georgia, they would want to put it down.
I mean, if a dog attacks a person and it's causes enough damage, that dog will be put down. Why wouldn't you be able
we
to?
We once had a plan to kidnap Reveille.
Who?
Who?
Whose plan was
go
this?
On.
Our group of friends, Craig and me and a few other guys at North Texas, we had a great plan.
Go on.
We were
statute of limitations is over. You can tell us the whole plan.
Yeah, it was 40 years ago. We knew a couple of girls who worked for the North Texas Daily. Mm. And we were going to have a legitimate interview set up with the North Texas Daily the week we played A&M. And just, you know, correspond. Of course, then I guess you would have had to do it by phone. We didn't have emails back then. And the deal was, meet somewhere at a remote spot on campus to interview the guy who's in charge of Reveille. And then we figured that between the five of us, we could take one core guy.
Okay.
And, we would kidnap the dog and we would shave half of it. We wouldn't hurt the dog because we love dogs.
Yeah.
We would shave half of it and then dye the other half of it green and then release it right before kick.
I think you could pull this off.
Hey, we found Reveille. Dave South would have been doing the games back there. Man, they found Reveille. Looks like it's green and shaved.
I think you could do it without fully stealing it. Like, I would go the meet the parents route and get another dog that looked just like Revelry, and you just kind of
Revelry.
You said that like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you did.
It's a hard name to say. To capture the Aggie dog, you just get one that looks just like it, and you meet with the owner, and then you kind of just have a switcheroo where you give them the dog that looks just like it. You take the R dog that I can't pronounce.
Reveille.
Yes. And then you dye it green or whatever, and then you give it back. I think you can pull this off.
Crazy. That would never work.
I think it could work.
Nah.
Somebody should try it.
Our plan was so much better.
I just think it's funny that, you know, Craig Way, now the voice of the Texas Longhorns, had a plan hatched with a bunch of other broadcasters.
Yeah, I don't know if Craig Way was in on it. Craig Miller was definitely in on it.
Okay, so June's doing well.
Yeah, and it was over a few beers too. Got a little more bold as the night went on, and we were going to do it. We had it, and then when we woke up the next morning, we were tired.
Too tired. I will do it next week.
Fun party, but yeah, we don't have the energy.
Oh, and this was in West Hall back when you were.
No, I think we had an apartment then. This would have been circa 86 when Ralph Roberson actually gave North Texas a 6-0 lead over A&M at Kyle Field.
Does UNT have an eagle, like a real eagle or anything?
No.
They never have?
They used to in the 50s. Yeah.
I think they should bring that back.
But now it's just it's a guy or a girl in the Scrappy suit.
Scrappy's a decent mascot.
Yeah, Scrappy's fine.
Yeah. Now, if you go back through history and look at some of the Scrappies of old from, like, you know, the 40s and 50s, that's like absolute like nightmare fuel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's really bad. But yeah, Scrappy's not a bad mascot. Not as great as the Oregon Duck. Have we talked Oregon Duck lately?
We haven't. I sent you the video. I think that was like 2 weeks ago. Did you see that of the Oregon Duck doing the Napoleon Dynamite?
Incredible. even had the Napoleon wig on.
Dancing to some Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was spot on. It was good.
Thing. Yeah, it was great. Well, I want to go there just so I can see the duck.
It's just a trip all the way across the nation to go see the duck. So are you going to be okay in the morning? Is Craig going to be back tomorrow? Is Gordo still in jury duty? What's our muser status for Wednesday morning?
Craig is back, and I haven't heard from Gordo, which is not unusual.
Uh-huh.
But I don't... Do you think there's no way he got selected to a jury, is there?
I can see Gordo as being a guy that would want to be on a jury. Like a high-profile case.
But isn't he too high-profile?
Yes, probably, you would think. And usually the media thing gets you thrown out right away.
And I know you've used that before, haven't you, Jubb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Media, big deal here.
Yeah, you know,
I'll probably talk about it.
One time, the case was a member of the Texas 7.
Really?
Yeah, and I just wrote down all sorts of hot sport opinions about what I thought about that dude. And I was not selected
because question number one they usually ask if it's a case like that they usually ask if you've heard of it or if you have any opinions about it.
This case, yeah. And I said yes, I do, and I have offered many opinions on this case and listed them off too. Absolutely.
When was the last time you were summoned? Because it feels like Gordo gets summoned quite a bit, yet
I know
nobody else in the musers really does.
Speeding tickets.
That's true.
I'm Denton County, so but it was, gosh, it's been 10, 12 years. Yeah, at least that long. What about y'all?
Not since I lived in Dallas County, so I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed that I can continue to skate by in Tarrant without...
I don't think I've ever had it.
Really?
I don't think so. Knock on wood, it'll probably happen like next week.
Well, if you're listening, court system.
No.
All right, Ja. I don't know what we saw today, if anything,
week.
But I'm glad you're here.
Hi, George.
Oh, Corby says hi.
I had Ham pull some audio, too. Okay.
I don't have my
week.
Headphones on, so.
Next week.
All right, Ja. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. See you, boys.
Love you.